Hello and welcome to the Evolve Pipedrive podcast. My name is Bruce Bignall. I'm the sales director here at Evolve. And today I'm joined by Marcus Meyer, the co-founder of Visrum, a visual account mapping tool that natively integrates with Pipedrive. Now, I'm super excited to be talking with Marcus today for a number of reasons. One, he knows and loves Pipedrive. Two, he and his business partner in the middle of the pandemic decided to build a Pipedrive app to solve a problem that so many enterprise sales people have when trying to target large accounts and communicating their approach internally. Now, with that being said, I invited, I think Marcus actually reached out to me on LinkedIn, but it's really good to have him here because Visrum can be found in a Pipedrive marketplace. And where it integrates natively with Pipedrive, I think a lot of our audience are either converting to Pipedrive or already on Pipedrive, I think you're going to find a lot of value here. So with that being said, Marcus, please can you introduce Visrum to our audience?
Yeah, sure. thank you for having me, Bruce. It's great to be here. Visrum. It all started with me. I mean, my background is in enterprise sales, selling to large customers, large accounts, and I've been working in that area pretty much my whole career in different B2B enterprise software spaces. For most of the time, I've been working with large pharmaceutical companies. In different roles, enterprise sales, enterprise account manager, strategic account manager, head of sales. And yeah, I've been using Pipedrive for quite a while now, and I really like the tool. I mean, it's a great CRM. It's a CRM that helps the salespeople. That's what I really love about it. One thing that I've always been struggling a bit with is managing these large enterprise accounts, where you have complex organizational structures, you have complex decision-making processes that range between different buying centers, organizations, you have all the politics, right? And Pipedrive is great to manage your pipeline, move deals through a defined process. It's really helpful to organize yourself as a salesperson. But sometimes it's a bit hard to understand, have I really covered every stakeholder? Have I really pushed every influencer, talked to everybody relevant in the organization to really influence this decision-making process, long, complex decision-making processes, right? Then kind of the pandemic hit. It was a long lockdown winter, and we had some spare time to stay at home. And I teamed up with a friend of mine, Jacob, and we decided to build an add-on for Pipedrive that would solve some of these challenges and make it even more nice and easy to use for us as enterprise sellers.
So what would you see those, if you had to define those problems that you were solving, what is it that Visrum is really doing there?
Yeah, it's really kind of, we started three months ago, so we're in kind of this version one, really.
This is why I love having you on now. This is great. And also want to touch upon why it's called Visrum, which I only found out about 30 minutes ago. But we'll get onto that in a moment.
Yeah. At the moment, we can't really, what we do is we allow you to build organizational structures, organizational diagrams in Pipedrive, right? Based on the data you have about persons in an easy drag and drop way to build up these org charts, but also to bring in information from Pipedrive to build a nice visualization of the data in CRM. So it's called Visrum because it's visualize CRM, right? So you would see things like you would get clues where you have overdue tasks on this org chart, for example. You would have an easy navigation back and forth between Pipedrive and Visrum, and you would have bi-directional data synchronizations. Yeah. Like bi-directional integrated. So when you change on one side, Visrum, it changes automatically in Pipedrive, right?
Yeah.
So I think it really helps you getting an overview of the organization, understanding probably where I don't have the full view into the organization. You know, the most interesting thing that I learned from customers is, we built this organization and then we found there's a blank. You know, there's something missing in this chart. And it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's where you want to act because that's the manager you don't know, right?
Yeah.
It's probably the one talking to the competition.
So
I think it really helps understand where you are, what you know at the moment. And based on that, it allows you to plan your next actions. I think it's a great tool to visualize, to communicate the data you have learned about your prospect organization or your customer organization and that you have already in PipeDrive.
So who uses this, right? Because I see this as a couple of use cases, right? But one's the individual contributor that is wants to really excel, right? So they will do anything to get the edge. And if they're targeting a big account, they'll want to map it out. And this allows you to use the data from PipeDrive to that easily. There could be another way from a sales manager or sales director point of view to kind of have that overview of their team, of their reps, because they've got a team trying to kind of account-based selling. They're trying to get into this account or they're trying to tackle something. So can you give me some success stories of how your current customers have used to tackle this? And some surprises, right? So you shared there some gap, you know, people have used it as gaps. Have there been other surprises from what you and Jacob have built and then how people are using it?
Yeah. Interestingly, I mean, the case that I envisioned most is really kind of, you have often these, the account managers that manage these large accounts, they tend to be more senior guys, probably. Mm. They've been working with that customer probably for quite a while. And often they, you know, people work in teams. If you do like very technical driven sales, for myself, it's always been myself kind of as the commercial sales manager with a technical expert on my side, and we're going to buddy up. And it's great to review, have something to review the account situation, but also review it with other people. If you're a manager, they might have ideas. You may have situations where you have, you know, executive level relationships that you need to manage in your corporation. You still need to know as the account manager what is going on where, right? So I think that is really a use case that we see a lot. One surprise was we actually have one customer, they're providing a franchise concept and they are managing all their franchise takers. So completely use case that I never had in mind, but for them it was really helpful to have an overview who is in their organization using their franchise.
Yeah, I tell you what, the use cases that we see, it's not just a sales tool as a CRM. Like we've got buying processes. There's so many different ways that we've seen PipeDrive be used that every week it seems that there's a brand new use case that we've come across. What does the you said there? This is kind of version one. What does and that this has been on the PipeDrive marketplace for 3 months now. What does the roadmap look like for you guys? Because obviously you've got customers that are live now. What does the roadmap look like for those guys and anyone else trying to join in the future?
So what most asked for immediately is having the relations between organizations. So, you know, in PipeDrive, you can have related organizations like a parent organization, mm-hmm. daughter organization. You can build that in PipeDrive. The data model is there, but there is no really nice UI to visualize it or to easily manipulate it.
Yeah.
So this is what we're working on right now. We're going to release that, I guess, in January, which will just, you know, broaden kind of this organizational view and give a more holistic, you know, corporate organizational diagram there in PipeDrive. And then really the next step to me is to bring in deals definitely onto the chart.
Because huge, yeah.
If you're a major account manager and you're always managing a pipeline within your account, right? This corporation, you will have different deals in different local sites. You'll have deals that are in different departments, or you have different products that you're selling that, you know, have different buying centers. So you want to understand that the context of these deals within such a large organization, where you're touching the same stakeholders, where you're touching different stakeholders. So bringing all of that into it, I think this is really going to be the next level. And that's what we set out to learn from our customers that we have right now. Really, it's for us, it's super interesting to see all these, the feedback that we're getting and bring that throughout the year of 2022.
What's the sweet spot of the, I guess, the users? Is there a typical industry? Is there a typical type of business that's using Visrum at the moment? Obviously, you've come from pharma and enterprise sales, so maybe it's addressing that. But where do you see this really landing?
Mm-hmm. So most of the people using Visrum at the moment are in the sector of either B2B software. Mm-hmm. Or B2B services. So we have like consulting firms who are working very closely with large corporations, or software mm-hmm. firms who are providing software. For example, there's really a super interesting company. They're doing like 3D scanning of large facilities, large oil and gas facilities. Oh. They have super great technology, and they are targeting these large oil corporations, right? Super challenging sale.
Not a simple sale. You can't just selling something off.
Absolutely. So for them, it's really, I think, it's really a sweet spot.
Maybe it's not a specific industry right now. It's that the who you can help is, if you've got a complex sale, then it's it. And if you like to better visualize that by the buyer's internal workings, and then to your point, you might see where your gaps are.
Yeah.
Nice. How easy is it to integrate? So I know you're on the marketplace now. So how easy is it to integrate with Pipedrive?
Basically, yeah. Go to the Pipedrive marketplace, hit install, leave us your email address, set your password, and you will see immediately all your organizations you have in Pipedrive. There's like a direct link in the Pipedrive context menu that allows you to jump off to that organization. So it is super tightly integrated. You can configure some things like, you know, the job title attribute typically is different in Pipedrive for every user. So you can set that if you want to have it on the chart. But that's really it. You know, you go Pipedrive marketplace, hit install, and you're good to go.
We'll make sure that there's a demo live as well, so you can see how they integrate. But obviously, and go to the Pipedrive marketplace and get your free demo there as well. Not so much a demo, but have a free trial. Marcus, thank you for kind of introducing that, right? But I just want to cap off this. Because I've got a feeling I might be talking to you a little bit more as Visrum grows and add new features, if you wouldn't mind coming back. But I also want to pick your brains and understand and unpick some of your sales methodologies as well. I think there's going to be some cool things that we can explore there. I love a sales career journey. I've spoke about it loads of times before. From my kind of little bit of research online, I saw you had some background in science and product development. If that's right. So what led you into sales? Like, and then tell the journey of how, obviously, you co-founded Visrum, but what led you into sales?
I think that the good old standard answer is the money.
Yes. So who introduced you to that then? So how did you know money was?
For me, it was I have an educational background as an engineer. So I started working with a software company as a solution consultant, and just because I was an engineer by education, so I was great at, you know, explaining and setting up software for engineering purposes.
Yeah.
And I was working there for 2 years as a consultant, and I just got pulled into pre-sales engagements, working with the sales guys, because they liked having, you know, the young blood, people who are not shy to put a lot of effort in and jump in front of customers and do demos and things.
Yeah,
that's just, I think, like personality trait, and I like to show off the new shiny features that we got. So
yeah,
and through that kind of went through the technical sale to the commercial sale to being an account manager to managing an industry vertical to managing a sales team.
What do you think about the what's that taught you when building Visrum now? So in terms of being from the technical sales point of view to being your own individual contributor to being a sales manager, what are you scratching your own itch? Are you building something that you wish you had?
Absolutely. I mean, for what I think what my sales career told me was that it is always a team effort to make that sale. I think also for me as a sales leader, it is the most important thing to bring together a good team. Then, you know, in different settings, you have your probably inside fields, business development rep, people that do great work on an account. You have your technical experts. You have probably subject matter experts that know the industry. You have your salesman. It's orchestrating all of these people in your own organization to deliver your value proposition in the end of the day to the other organization, right? Yeah. And this is, I think, a bit of why it is for me an important thing to understand who talks to whom, who has relationships with whom. And this is kind of a bit of the overall idea behind Visrum, to make this easier to consume, easier to communicate.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I think you mentioned there about the displaying, communicating the value, but I think it's also, it's not just the value of the product or service, but it's also the value that each sales member brings to that sales push, right? So it's everyone's bringing something to the table. So if you can visually see, our SDRs have been booking us more meetings, our account execs have been, you know, knocking the park out of each of their scoping calls or their kind of discovery calls. Mm-hmm. And then the technical guys are coming and helped us win the work. You know, I always think that the technical sales is at that final 5%. How do you inspire change in that last push? I love that. So quickfire, this is kind of new. I've asked this at a couple of people now, but highlights. So talking about Pipedrive, and I'm asking this because I know you know Pipedrive, right? So highlights, top tips, and a feature request, because we know the guys at Pipedrive do listen to this. So if we start with highlights and top tips for using Pipedrive.
Yeah. Highlights, I think for me, it's really using Pipedrive to manage your day as a salesperson, really tasks, shared tasks, the integrations into meeting systems, like Zoom and Teams and so on. I think that's really where I see the greatness of Pipedrive. It is a CRM that is built for the sales rep, really for day-to-day sales activity. And I see that as super important. It helps you to get more efficient. It doesn't only, you know, roll up numbers for controlling, but it also really helps the single rep. That's what I really love. Pro tip, I think I really love that they have now comments where you can where you can mention a peer or a colleague.
Which so it's not so much a task, but you can at them, right?
You know, at Bruce, please have a look at this.
Yeah,
That's something I really like because it amps up the collaboration that you can do in Pipedrive and makes it even more a day-to-day tool.
Yeah, so how are you using that? So are you using that as like an FYI, or are you attributing a task to that person when you at them?
Actually, both, I would say. Yeah. It's really, you know, when I have a call and I take meeting notes, for example, and I know I learned something that I want my technical sales person to know.
Yeah.
It's I think that's great. Yeah.
No, I like that. And feature request.
Feature request. I think there is potential on reporting and data visualization.
Really? Yes. No.
I mean, obviously, again, coming from this understanding your organization and understanding relationships, reporting on contacts and organizations, I think would be a cool thing.
Mm. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Great. So is there anything, you know, before we sign off here, is there anything that you think we haven't covered or touched upon that you'd like to go through here?
I really liked what you earlier said that you, I mean, obviously as consultants, you guys see that way more than we do, the different ways to use Pipedrive. Mm. Coming from kind of this large sale background where you do not only kind of do work until the close, but you keep working with customers and growing customers. It's kind of what you would today probably call customer success work. Mm. That's something that I think is really interesting. I would be interested in your perspective on how you see that, see Pipedrive used in kind of this post-initial sales, post-sales way and world.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole nother conversation. I would like to capture that because I think we know it's important to Pipedrive themselves as well. So, you know, from the first quick answer would be that as a piece of software that has a visual pipeline broken down by stage, it's a Kanban view of a sales pipeline, or customer onboarding, or a project management tool. So you could think of it in those manners. I think 2022 could have some interesting things there from a customer success standpoint within Pipedrive for sure. And we're looking forward to see more of it built in, basically. So what's the best way to stay up to date with the latest Visrum improvements or information? What's the best way to see that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody go to the marketplace, try out Visrum, and stay tuned for January, end of January. We're going to come with the second release, going to add some additional features. And yeah, reach out to us if you have tried it and if you have feedback. We're just two curious sales guys trying to have something that helps for us in our day-to-day job and helps as many fellow pipe drivers as well.
Brilliant. Thank you, Marcus. So that's it for this week. If you'd like to get a demo or go for a trial, go to the Pipe Drive marketplace. You can have a free trial there. We will also have recorded a demo by the time you've listened to this, and that'll be on live on YouTube. So once again, thank you for listening to Evolve Pipedrive podcast, where we talk all things sales, apps, Pipedrive, and the Pipedrive marketplace. And if you do find this useful, please consider liking, subscribing, and or sharing with someone in your network. It really helps us, and it helps people like Marcus that are building brilliant apps for the Pipedrive marketplace. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.